Take some time to orient yourself in a way you find to be most comfortable. You may want to lay down and perhaps even close your eyes. Comfort is key, and any position you inevitably choose should work just fine, as you alone know what comforts you most. It may be wise to pause the recording while you do this. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now, just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing that beat, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over. Smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your entire self. Aware of your legs, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite. Completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of your coat and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out. Such a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place. And then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle. Even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe. I'm going to count down from 5. And with each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Ah, such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything as everything has faded away. 2. Now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax even more as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We are just going to be watching a little play. A play about you, your mind, and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just dip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. You slowly become aware of your Pegasus body. The hooves and legs you stand and lay on. The mane and tail flowing over your slender figure. The friendly muzzle and perky ears on top of your head. And your beautiful wings. Because you are a Pegasus. A flying pony. With pride you sense your wings, your beautiful, strong wings. Like a warm blanket, you can feel them gently resting on your body. Your light Pegasus body. You spread them out, opening them up all the way until they reach their full wingspan, while you feel the air flowing through your feathers. And now, you are ready to enjoy your little adventure. Your adventure in the sky and the freedom flying brings. It has been a while since you last were up in the air, hasn't it? Do you remember how it felt? The feeling of the breeze under your wings? And the sun high up in the heavens. How you flew up and played in the air. How the sky was your realm and the only limit was how high you could reach. It's been a long day and your wings ache to fly. To take off in the air and to the freedom that soaring through the heavens brings. You look up at the blue inviting sky with its wide fluffy clouds. It's like they are calling your name, wanting you to fly up there with them. You gently tap the ground before taking a few steps and then change your pace to a faster one. It is time to fly, to soar, and to be free. Slowly you spread out your wings and feel the flow of air over them. You start flapping and you feel yourself gently being picked up by them, your hooves losing contact with the ground below, going higher and higher. You take a quick glance behind and watch the world below getting smaller and smaller. Then you look up and accelerate. You fly high up, leaving the ground far below you. A wide landscape lays itself before you. Green forests reaching far beyond the horizon, and shimmering blue lakes. Meandering rivers that move through the landscape like giant serpents. Lush meadows and rye fields and ripe. The truly beautiful landscape of Equestria. You can see Cloudsdale floating in the distance with its distinct architecture, the rainbows, cloud formations, and the houses on top of them. You may even have been there once or twice, maybe many times. Perhaps you were even born in there. In the far north, you can see big mountains and the equestrian capital. Canterlot. You wonder if you could see the Crystal Empire if you flew high up enough, or perhaps the Appaloosian Desert. Your ears perk up as you hear the song of birds singing in the air around you, your own personal orchestra, while you gracefully glide through the air, enjoying the current. The wind blowing through your feathers, flowing through your mane and tail, the breeze that is gently cooling your body. This is where you belong, little Pegasus. The sky is your domain, your personal heaven, for you to conquer, to soar through, to play in. The freedom makes you feel playful. Gently you roll over on your side. An easy trick, but oh so exciting. Encouraged, you fly up and loop around, watching the world slowly turn upside down and back to normal as you complete your loop. That was fun, wasn't it? Happy, you do another one. This time around a cloud and then a couple more. Taking in the experience. The freedom, the wind. Suddenly, you make a sharp turn to dodge some clouds, feeling the G-forces pull on your body. Exciting, isn't it? Thrilled, you do a mid-air backflip, feeling the air rush through your body as you glide with your belly facing the sky. In your mind, you start wondering what to do next. A new idea. You do a corkscrew up in the air and then take a speed dive back down, feeling the wind of your speed flowing through your mane. After it, you make the world twist around you as you make a couple of barrel rolls, just like the one you started with. It has been a while that you have felt so liberated, nearly weightless, in the sky around you. A slight drizzle alerts you that something has changed. A strong breeze flows through your mane as the sky darkens. The sound of thunder rumbles in the distance. You see a massive cloud slowly moving in, blotting out the sun behind it. Its dark, ominous presence looms over you. It's the one thing you didn't want to encounter today. You have to be careful now, little Pegasus. You've accidentally flown into the domain of a thunderstorm. You watch in awe at the storm with its gigantic boiling clouds as it unleashes nature's fury. Through the rain you see bright flashes of lightning, and the wind picks up as you fly even closer. Because you are a brave Pegasus, it's in your blood to battle these storms. Accompanied by the sound of thunder, you accelerate as you fly towards it. The strong winds flow through your mane and tail. You feel it tugging at your wings. You can feel the energy in the air, the sparks on your wings. This cloud wants to thunder. As rain battens your coat, you dive in the cloud. The world goes dark before your eyes, except for the nearby bright flashes of lightning accompanied with the roaring sound of thunder. You push through the rain and hailstones as you go higher and higher, tearing through the heart of the storm from the inside. Above you, you see the sky getting lighter. Almost there, just a tiny bit. Finally, you break through. You throw back your mane as you break through into the bright sunlight. Little droplets of water spreading out in all directions. Triumphant, you soar over the cloud. You took it on and won the day. You look down at it with a smile as you watch it slowly break up into smaller pieces, until there's nothing left but a bunch of friendly puffs of cloud. You are victorious. Satisfied, you set out for a new goal, a new direction, a new altitude to reach. How far up can you go, little Pegasus? You flap your wings even harder as you set out for your new goal, to reach new heights, to go where you have never gone before. Excited, you dive in the nearest thermal plume. You feel the warm air flowing over your Pegasus body, buffering you, elevating you. You fully spread out your magnificent wings, close your eyes and allow the warm rising air to lift you up to the sky. It feels like a jacuzzi, except on a much grander scale. In the far distance, a small group of thin feather-like clouds become visible, the cirrostratus. You remember from flight school that these clouds float the highest. Surely you can reach one of those if you push just a little further. You flap your wings even faster, flying higher and higher. You reach new heights as you speed toward the tiny clouds. The air getting colder with each cloud you pass, and the world growing smaller and smaller beneath you. Just a little bit further. The little clouds are almost in reach. With one last push of your wings, you launch yourself on the highest cloud you find, and tired, you lay down on its fluffy surface. It's been a long journey, but finally you made it. Higher than you have ever been before, which makes you feel proud and fulfilled. You take the time to observe your surroundings. The sky has taken a slightly dark hue, and the dim twinkling of distant stars are visible. You wonder if Luna has already started to race at the moon. A moment of complete silence. There is nothing here but tranquility. An eternal silence and wide open space. Nothing but the faint rush of air flowing through the feathers of your wings, flicking the strains of your mane on your forehead as you watch the curve of the planet below. Forests, lakes, mountains, towns, ponies, everything and every pony you know lays beneath you, living their lives and doing their things, without ever taking any notice of the heavens above. Only Pegasi truly appreciate the sky. That's why they come up here, high in the sky, to experience the silence. You wonder about how big everything seems to be. It makes you think, and maybe it even makes you feel a little bit small. A cold chill shudders through your body while you inhale deeply for air and the thin atmosphere. You may be a Pegasus, a pony with a natural resistance against extreme weather, but you are still up way too high, little Pegasus. It is time to go back down again. You jump off the cloud and spread out your wings. Graciously, you start your fast glide down. You feel the air rushing through your mane, down over the feathers of your wings, all the way down to the tip of your tail. The world below you is getting closer and closer as you go faster and faster. Carefully, you avoid the clouds with a gentle turn of your wings. You point your hooves forward to protect your face from the gushing wind, and you feel the intense force of the air being pushed apart. Stay in control, little Pegasus. You are almost there. You see a small lake rapidly coming closer, and you start to break with your wings. You feel the wind shearing on your feathers. 500 meters. 200 meters. 100 meters. Will you make it in time? At the last moment, you pull up. That was close. With a graceful glide, you soar over the surface. Playfully, you dip a wing in the water, leaving a fountain splashing up in your way. You feel free, unrestrained, liberated, excited, but oh so tired. You feel your wings aching slightly from all that flying, and your body is a bit limp from exhaustion. Time for a rest, little Pegasus. You deserved it. Slowly you flutter around until you find the perfect little cloud to sleep on, to dream on, and you lay down on its soft surface. Its cuddly surface feels so comfortable on your coat, like the softest bed you ever slept in. Its fresh, airy structure cools down your warm body, revitalizing it, until not a single ache or limpness remains. While you doze off in a well-deserved nap, you think back to your amazing flight. How the nice stunts made you feel free. How you felt triumphant over the dark thundercloud. How liberated you felt high up in the atmosphere. How wonderful it was to be back where you belong after spending all that time on the ground. How you felt at home. The feelings of being one with the atmosphere and the world around you. And now that you feel completely free, it is time to wake up, little Pegasus. Waking up on the count of five, you'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. One, waking up now. Two, more and more. Three, consciousness returning. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed your flight, little Pegasus.